Blackstone Audio presents Do Not Find Me by Kathleen Novak. This book is read by Lisa Flanagan and John Lescaut. For my family. The old fisherman pitched a chisel 3 feet in front of them before they took a step onto the ice. That's how they measured the safety level, the depth, the sureness with which they could proceed. My father fished that way all his life. He took me out when I could only toddle along holding to the back hem of his parka. "Pay attention," he'd call over his shoulder to me, to himself, maybe even to the schools of walleye and crappie swarming beneath the ice layer. Life is perilous for all creatures. That's what the fishermen knew. They knew to pitch the chisel ahead of them before they stepped out onto the ice. 1. November 15th, 2011. My father died last week, leaving me his small house on the lake, his whole shed of tools, his sparse belongings. "Maggie, just toss a match to the lot," he'd said, "but not my tools." Then he'd smiled in his faraway manner, only partially available, the bobber tipping about cheerfully while the bait hung deep below. Pay attention. He knew that most dangers are not so readily seen, that most dangers remained keenly below the surface, in the darker waters, in the soul's long night. As a fisherman, he knew that. When you are an only child and your mother dies early, you cling to what is left. My mother named me Margaret after her mother, who died young of a ruptured aneurysm, just as my own mother did. I came home from a normal day of fifth grade spelling, math, and safety patrol to find my mother lying on the kitchen floor, the egg beater resting on her opened fingers and the whipping cream still liquid in its bowl on the counter. I screamed until I found my good common sense. Then I called my father at the jewelry store, pictured him reaching across his long table of tools and broken trinkets, pushing his goggles onto his head to pick up the phone through which I would tell him his wife of 15 years was no more. A whole year went by before I remembered anything. My father, however, acted swiftly on my behalf. He brought in one of his sisters to help with dinners and laundry and the general order that had been my mother's specialty in life. Our routines continued. What did not continue?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?